guys. So I am back with another audio. I just want to talk to you guys for a brief second. And I'm excited to announce to you guys that I started a new podcast. Yay! So I do have a new podcast. It is called Girl Talk Series. I didn't do it on the Anchor platform. But if you guys have Spreaker, that's what I did my podcast on. It's on Spreaker. And it's by iHeartRadio. And the only difference is between Spreaker and Anchor. Spreaker, you do have to pay for monthly. You can get like the lowest plan, I think is like $8 a month, I want to say. The plan I have is $20 a month, but I get, for since I'm a new customer for 3 months, I'm only going to be paying like, I believe it's like I pay $10 for the next 3 months. And then like in September, it goes up to 20. However, I'm just going to play around right now to see if I like Spreaker and to see how well my podcast does on Spreaker. If it's not doing well by September, then I'm going to probably move the podcast off of Spreaker and I'm going to distribute it somewhere else. But for right now, I'm just going to hang in there and leave it where it is just to see what numbers. Right now, it hasn't done many numbers because I just got everything. I'm just now getting it on different distributed to different places like Apple and all that stuff. So I'm waiting to hear back. And I'm excited because I don't know what's going to happen next with that. But hopefully it does well. If it does well, I definitely will keep it on Spreaker. But if it doesn't do well, I'm going to take it off of Spreaker. But we'll see what happens. What will happen most likely is I'll probably end up bringing it back to over here to Anchor. But I'm not really sure yet. We'll just have to kind of see what happens, you guys. But I am super excited about it. I uploaded my first episode today. It hasn't made it on Apple Podcasts just yet because I just submitted everything for Apple today. It's going to take a few days before they accept it. So I have to wait and see. Hopefully by tomorrow it'll be accepted by Apple. But it has been accepted by Spotify and all the other major, major people. So I'm just waiting to get some views and see what happens. But it's going to take time. I'm not really in a rush. It'll get the views when it gets the views. I remember when I first started this podcast like 2 or 3 years ago, in the beginning I didn't have the views, and then my views started to go as time went. So, you know, it's all a process when you're starting something new. So we'll see what happens, you guys, and how far everything will go with my podcast. But I'll keep you updated. I'm actually thinking about making a third podcast. I know, you guys, it's crazy that I want to make all these podcasts, but it's just something about doing podcasts lately that's making me really anxious and really excited. And I don't just want to stick to one set podcast. I want to make a third one, but I don't know what that one's going to be about. So I know for one that the one on here is more towards mental health. But of course, I do talk about other topics outside of that. And then I also have, you know, the one I just made, which is Girl Talk Series, which is geared towards woman empowerment. So I don't honestly know what the third one would be about, even where I would put it, whether I put it on here on Anchor or if I would do it on Spreaker. But I'm just going to see how things go with this podcast first. And if this one does really well, then I will make another one because I don't exactly know where I want the third one to go. Because I'm going to be honest with you. On Spreaker, they constantly run ads through your podcast, which you can get paid for that. You get monetized. Here on Anchor, it's a little just bit different. Like, you do get monetized and you can make money, which is great. But if you aren't getting those ads and if people aren't requesting to want you to run ads, it's kind of like at that point you're stuck. At least that's how I felt. But again, I don't do the podcast for money. I do it because it's something I love to do. So it never was any, it's never about the money. But that's the difference between what I like about Spreaker. But I just don't know if I'm going to keep everything on Spreaker. I just have to like figure it out right now. And while I'm waiting for this whole thing to distribute itself, it's just like I have to be patient because I honestly don't know how it's all going to pan out. But the third one, like I said, I have no clue what that will be about. I'm just trying to get into more like being in front of the camera and doing different things. Like I was getting into TikTok, which I still love my TikTok, but I'm kind of slowing down on that. And then I've just been kind of trying to focus. Sorry, guys, I'm chewing gum. I'm going to take this gum out. All right, y'all. But yeah, I've been trying to focus on Spreaker and the other stuff right now. As you guys know, I'm not big on YouTube, so I don't know if I would ever start a YouTube. I think YouTube, to me, I don't know if I would ever start a YouTube. That's a really good question. I wonder if I would. You know what I would do? I will say this. I would probably do a podcast on YouTube. I would definitely do a podcast on YouTube, but I don't really know. You know, I'm not really big on too much of social media. Like, I do certain things, I kind of don't want to do, and I want to be behind the scenes. Like, I don't tweet on Twitter, like, talking about. I'm not big on certain things, but you never know. I could make a comeback and decide to do a YouTube, but I don't know. YouTube is just, like I said, guys, it's just, it never was my thing. I have a whole channel on YouTube, and to be honest with you, it never went anywhere the way that I wanted it to. And I started that channel like in 2014, and I just feel like because of that, I was like, I don't know about this, you know? So you never know, you guys. I actually might start uploading my TikToks onto YouTube, and that's how my YouTube would be. Just nothing but shorts and me doing TikToks and seeing if people like that, maybe. That's something that I could do. I could put my TikToks on YouTube. But I don't really know, you guys. We'll see. Because I'm really, again, I'm not that big on YouTube and other sites like that. But I'm definitely looking forward to seeing if, like, that's something I could do. Like, I could get back on YouTube again. But I don't know. Don't quote me on it, y'all. Because I just really, I don't. The problem is with me, I feel like I don't have enough time in the day to do the things I want to do. I work at home, yes, and it seems like I have the whole day, but I'm working from 7:45 to 4:15. And I get like a 30-minute break at 11:30 for lunch. I get a 15-minute break at 9:30 that morning, another 15-minute break at 2:20. And I just feel like it's not enough time in the day for me to really record and do stuff. So that's the biggest thing for me. If I had a more of an open schedule, I feel like I could do a lot more than what I'm doing, to be honest with you guys. But my schedule is opened, but it's not open as open as I want to. I even want to start on my blog site again, because I had a whole blog site on WordPress that I was doing, but I haven't posted on there in like 2 years or a year, because again, all this stuff takes dedication and time, and I just don't have dedication and time that I would love to have to put into this stuff. I don't. And it sucks, because it's so much I want to do, but timing is just never by my side when I want to do all this stuff. Like, it is like so much I want to do outside of my job. Like, I would love to do videos. I would love to do so much stuff, but working kind of takes the cake for that, you know. And I would never quit my job to do social media. I just wouldn't. So I don't know. I know a lot of people do quit their jobs and they start making good money, but to me, I love my job. I love what I do. So I don't ever see myself quitting my job for social media. Like, I can't imagine that ever happening. But I don't know, you guys, it's just so much I want to do as a creator. It's just like my mind is like bubbling, which is why I said bubbling. That sounds silly. My mind is just like going, because I have so much I want to do, you guys. And like, it's so many people who have done podcasts and all these things. And I really could put my podcast, I really think I need to put it on my Twitter. And I think I'm going to put it on YouTube as well. But to put it on YouTube, you got to put the audio and the sound, I think, on there. So we'll see how it does, you guys. I'm going to probably, with Spreaker, I probably will put it on YouTube, and I probably will put it on, sorry, y'all, but I'm not the YouTube person that wants to pull out the camera. Like, I'd rather film everything on my cell phone. I don't have time to be using no camera. I don't have time to be doing no extra stuff. People go out on YouTube and they get a whole camera and all that. I don't want to do all that, y'all. I don't have the energy, to be honest with y'all. I just don't, like, I don't have the energy to be going out my way buying a camera. I bought like 3 or 4 cameras for YouTube in the past, you guys, and then I didn't even use the cameras. Like, I can look around my room right now and see cameras that I bought for YouTube and then didn't end up using them, because I just don't, I'm not big on having a camera in my face and taking it everywhere I go and then having to upload by my computer and edit it. Like, I just rather do a video straight out, like TikTok, where you just don't edit nothing, you just film it and upload it. That's just how I rather do a video, or I rather do it on my cell phone and then upload it that way, because I'm not big on doing videos on a camera. I'm just not. But I don't know, you guys, it's a lot I do want to do. I'm actually going to put that in my notes tonight on my iPhone. So I definitely will be I'm definitely going to make sure to dedicate. Sorry, y'all. The door just closed and scared the hell out of me. But I'm going to dedicate more time to my podcast, including this one with you guys, the one I'm putting on Spreaker. I'm going to upload for you guys. I'm actually going to be jotting down some topics I'm going to be talking about with you guys on here and with my Spreaker podcast. And if you do want to hear my Spreaker podcast, guys, if you do have like Apple Podcasts or anything like that, I believe it's on there. Well, it's not on Apple just yet, but it's on iHeartRadio and stuff like that. And if you download some apps on your phone like towards like podcasts, you'll see my podcast. But I will definitely give you guys the link to it in one of the other in one of these other episodes. I definitely will let you guys know, but I don't want to give you guys anything just yet because it's still up and running. But I am going to be doing that, you guys. I am going to be sharing my podcast on social media. Hopefully I can get back into it. You know, I realized for me, if I were to ever do a YouTube, I would definitely would only want to do it. I wouldn't want to do pranks or vlogs or anything like that. I would just definitely want to do I don't know. I think for me, I would just want to do something where I can just put my stuff over there. I'm not big on doing all this stuff, y'all. I'm just not. Like, but at the same token, I do want to enjoy myself. You know, I want to have fun. So we'll see what happens, y'all. I can't make any promises, but I'm going to try to get better with TikTok and all these sites I'm trying to do. It's just so much I want to do, y'all. But again, it's all a process. And I don't know, you know. I'm just trying to figure everything out, you guys. Like, I have so much going on in my personal life. I'm struggling right now with my depression and my anxiety that's gotten super bad. And so I'm trying to deal with that. So that's why I haven't been really recording, because I'm trying to deal with that. I see my therapist Saturday. I see my new doctor for medication management next Friday. So I have all these appointments lined up to get help, the help that I need. And then on top of that, I'm waiting for my boyfriend to come to town. Like, he was, so he'll be coming to town. I think he's either coming this weekend for 4th of July, or he's coming the weekend after. But he's supposed to be down like the next week or two. So he'll be coming down to visit. So I'm looking forward to that. Just a lot of stress. And I'm glad he's coming home. Like, he just knew that right now I was going through a lot and I was stressed. And he was worried about my mental health, which is why another reason why he wanted to come home. He was like, I don't want you. He was like, you need me right now. He's like, I'm coming home. So he's going to be coming home for a little while to be with me. And we're just kind of looking forward to the future, you guys. That's what I'm looking forward to anyway. I'm not going to lie and say I haven't made no mistakes. It's been a rough couple of months. Nothing's been perfect in my personal life, but I'm still here. I'm still standing, and I'm not going to say a lie, guys. I don't, no matter what up and downs me and my boyfriend go through, I love him to death. I can't picture my life without him. There's no one else I'd want to spend my time with or be with. Nothing's perfect. Like I said, we've had our ups and downs, but I realized through all of it, through praying, through really just sitting with myself, that truthfully, there's no one else I'd want to spend my life with outside of this man. Yes, he's made mistakes, so have I. But when you really meet somebody and you just realize that they get you and you get them, you don't want to be with another person. So it's like, even if I'd rather work it out with him than do it with someone else, you know what I mean? So, yeah, it's been a rough process, but I'm getting back on track, and I'm just ready to focus on, you know, us, and hopefully, we're actually, you know, in the process of, you know, talking about, like, getting a place together and all kinds of stuff. So I'm just looking forward to the future and what's going to happen between him and I when we get our own place together. So we're talking about that when he comes back home, when he's back here, and stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to that, you guys. Just getting a place together, starting a life together, and, you know, just ultimately being happy with the person that I want to spend the rest of my life with. So it's just, it's a lot, you guys. But I don't want you guys to think I'm neglecting you because I have a new podcast. It's just, I have so much going on in my head right now. Some days are better than others. Like, today I was in a really good mood, and then out of nowhere, towards the end of my towards the end of my shift, I started noticing that I was starting to get super sad. It's like out of nowhere, I was feeling really down and depressed, and I couldn't figure out why I was feeling that way. And it sucked. I was like, why do I feel this way? But I was feeling really depressed and just not feeling well. And sometimes that happens, unfortunately, you guys. Like, I go through spells where I'm super fine and spells where I'm not fine at all, and I'm trying to figure it out. And it definitely hurts because I hate going through these ups and down spells. But tomorrow is Friday, and I'm just grateful for that. Is tomorrow Friday? It is Friday, yep. So tomorrow's Friday, and I'm just grateful for that because I'm away from work and I can just focus on my therapy session Saturday and just amongst other things. So I got to get up early Saturday, probably like about 8 or 9 because my session is at 12 and my therapist is probably going to send me something tomorrow about that. But I do want to say something to you guys that I've noticed. When you are looking for a doctor for mental health, whether it be for medications or for therapy, pick somebody good. Because a lot of people I notice, especially where I work at, because I work in mental health, and I notice a lot of the patients, when they want an appointment so bad, they don't even research our providers. They don't go to the website to see if that's a fit for them. And they rush like, oh, book me with her or him. And so I do it because they're in a hurry and they want a quick appointment. And then months later, they're literally calling us back complaining about the provider they have and they want us to switch them over, which we have no issue doing. But if they had done the research on that provider, they wouldn't have to be in that situation. So you really, I commend the patients I have that do research before they call us, because a lot of people don't research. And you don't want to be with a provider that you don't like. That's why even when my therapist was like, she no longer took my health insurance, I was like, she said, do you want me to find you a new provider? I said, no, because why would I switch providers? I've been with her for almost 2 years, about 2 years now, and I trust her. I'm not going to give my care for another therapist who probably most likely is probably going to be a therapist that I'm not even going to be happy with. You know? And then on top of that, you know, just, you got to be cautious. That's why I was so picky about who I wanted for my medication management. I was very picky because I didn't just want anybody. And I had went through like several, I told you guys, I had an appointment. The first appointment I had was with a provider that I did not want. But I was settling because that was the first place that called me back and was willing to give me an appointment. And it was pure hell. And so, I was glad when I finally was able to find the provider that I end up going with, because she was much better, a lot better. It was somebody who I wanted anyway. And then there was another provider that I picked that I like that literally told me, she's like, oh, I'm going to send the forms to you Wednesday to fill out. Mind you, we spoke a week ago. She's supposed to send the forms to me this Wednesday because she wanted me to get blood work done. She never sent the forms. Haven't heard from her since a week. She was like, I've been checking my emails and no email, nothing from her. So I was like, well, I'm moving on. Luckily, in that situation, I wasn't really too pissed about it because I had other options. And I wasn't going to stress about it because I already was looking at other providers anyway. So I wasn't stressing over it. And then on top of that, you guys, I wasn't stressing over it either because, you know, regardless, I was going to do what I had to do to get assistance. But I want to say this. Shout out to the lady that helped me at that facility. She was on point, you guys. So sweet. Shout out to her. Like, she literally, we kept playing phone tag for a week. But she made sure I got scheduled with the provider that I wanted. And she was amazing. Amazing, you guys. Like, so good. Like, I can't thank her enough for all she did, literally. Because most of these people are not going to keep chasing you down to call you. And one place, I called them like a week ago. The lady returned my call. I called her back, and she just now was calling me back today. And then they were like, oh, the provider you want to see, she basically was like, the provider you want to see doesn't take your insurance. Mind you guys, I just have regular Aetna insurance through my job. But for some reason, nobody takes Aetna insurance. Does anybody else notice that? When I had Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, everybody took my insurance. But a lot of doctors do not take Aetna, which is, I'm noticing that now. And I'm like, damn it, why did we switch to Aetna? My job switched to Aetna because a lot of the employees were complaining about the Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance being too high. So they switched to Aetna, which the insurance is cheaper coming out of our checks, but it's just crazy. And I'm wondering next year if we're going to still have Aetna, if we're going to have something else. Who knows? You never know with my job because they stay switching insurances. I don't know what we'll have next year. Who knows? But either way, I know that my therapist just does not take my insurance. She only takes Anthem, so I'll never be able to see, you know, her unless I would not be able to be not self-pay unless I get Blue Cross Blue Shield again. But I told her I might get Anthem again in the future, but I don't know. Depends on my job. But anyway, y'all, so yeah, it's just so much going on in my personal life. So I've been in my own bubble, but I miss you guys so much. It's like 9:35 at night, y'all, and I'm about to wrap this up, but I will keep you guys posted on all the stuff that I'm trying to do and all the things that I want to do. Again, I really don't know where to go, you know. I'm more of a behind the scenes person, which is why I don't like doing stuff where I gotta show my face. Like TikTok is a bit much because you gotta keep showing your face to the camera. So I'm more like a behind the scenes person. I never really like to be in front of the scenes too much, but if I have to be, I'll do it. But like I said, I do want to take my craft and my creativity to another level, because there's so much I want to do outside of just my job. But it's just about timing, you guys, and I have so much other stuff going on right now, so it really would just have to be outside of that. So honestly, I can't really tell you guys when all this stuff is going to happen, because I literally would have to carve out a day to do all this stuff, to do my recordings more often, to do my blog on WordPress, you know, to do these uploads and everything else. But I'm definitely going to carve out a schedule, and I'm going to let you guys know my schedule about when I'll be recording. Instead of recording every day, I think I'm going to lessen it out where I record like 2 or 3 days on here and 2 or 3 days on the other podcast. And then again, I'll try to upload some of that on YouTube. And then TikToks are going to be kind of lessened out too. TikTok was an everyday thing at one point for me, but I'm going to lessen that out too. Maybe like less days too. And a lot of the lessening out is for my mental health as well, you guys. I want you to understand, like, my mental health has not been the best lately, so the best thing I can do is lessen out the podcast a little bit and lessen out certain things I'm doing to help with that as well. So we'll see what happens, but I want to keep myself busy. That's the goal, to stay busy, to not, because the moment that I'm not busy, that depression sneaks up on me. So I want to stay busy, I want to stay happy, and I want to be in a good space. So we'll see what happens, y'all. I'm gonna keep y'all posted. I will let you guys know how my therapy session goes on Saturday. I'm gonna do a whole episode for you guys to let you guys know how the session went. So all I can do with that is, you know, we'll see what happens. I don't know, you guys, but I'll definitely keep you guys posted on whatever I do. But peace and love, you guys. Thanks for tuning in. I will talk to you guys soon.